Good afternoon. This is Mark Goh with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 14th. The grains closed lower with December corn down a quarter of a cent, 7.21 and a quarter. September wheat down 20 and three quarter cents at 10.65 and a quarter. And November beans down 8.5 cents at 15.25 and a quarter. The outside markets are pretty much all lower again here today. Crude oil is currently down 2.65 a barrel. Dow Jones is down 250. The bonds are down over a full basis point. Silver down 35 cents. Gold down $23. And Bitcoin down about $1,000 a coin. The dollar making new contract highs. It's up to 105.34. It's up about 38 ticks right now. So, you know, for the most part, the grains ignored the forecasts out there and just paid more attention to the outside markets. Obviously, everybody believes the Fed's going to raise interest rates 0.75 percentage point tomorrow. It may be a case of sell the rumor and buy the break. I think we've slammed the stock market and the bonds really hard here the last 3-4 days. And it may be a decent buying opportunity, at least for some kind of breakout, or, you know, some kind of rally. We're pretty oversold down here. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see a knee jerk down on the report and then we recover, perhaps. But, the heat is for real. You've got Chicago 98 to 100 degrees today, 97 to 98 tomorrow. No real rains in the forecast, though we had big rains in northern Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, and parts of Minnesota overnight. That'll certainly help offset some of the heat out here. You look at Clay Center, Kansas, it's going to be 102 to 105 degrees. Not only is there no rain in the forecast, there's not even a cloud except for one day in the forecast. So you've got to think that, at some point we're going to react to this heat out here and ignore the outside markets. I mean, I suppose if the Dow Jones has a real meltdown here, another 3,000-5,000 points, the grains are going to have a tough time rallying. I don't see that happening. I think we've gone far enough for the time being, but who knows with these markets. The dollar made new contract highs. Right now it's at 40 ticks at 105.36, new contract high and new contract high close. So, some of these markets are, certainly at extremes out here. We haven't been this low in the bonds in 8 years. So, I think we're getting to the point where, if the report is bearish tomorrow on the interest rates and we move it lower, I think it's going to be a buying opportunity myself. But we'll have to see where we are at 1 o'clock when the news is announced. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.